Welcome back to another exciting podcast. Attorney Steve Vondran here, licensed practice law, California and Arizona. We are talking today about the MPA, the Motion Picture Association. Okay, this is an association that represents companies such as Disney Enterprises, Paramount Pictures Corporation, Universal Studios, Columbia Pictures, Warner Brothers Entertainment, Netflix Studios, and Amazon Content Services, what are known as the rights holder. When you get involved in selling products or services that allow people to access these TVs and movies without paying the proper fees to the rights holder, you can find yourself embroiled in one of these disputes with the MPA. They're not fun. They can be expensive to resolve. And definitely, they are complicated matters. And I do believe, without self-touting, that you do need competent legal counsel, copyright counsel. These cases are brought as copyright disputes. And so they can reach out to you. And I will tell you, the main reason that you want to have competent software copyright counsel is because their settlement agreements can be very, very complicated. And they will usually tell you that you have a right to seek an attorney to help you interpret the terms of this contract. And that's so if you do agree that they will lock you in and you will end up, they will lock you into this agreement and you will end up it will be enforceable. You won't be able to get out of it. So I'll tell you some of the main things that I think you should know about these settlement agreements with the MPA. We've handled a bunch of these cases. Usually you want to make sure you're getting a no admission of fault or liability if you can get it. Every case is different. You need to negotiate your terms. But something I always like to have, and I don't always see in their agreements, is a no admission of fault or liability provision. It's a settlement of a disputed claim is the way us attorneys like to talk about it. And again, another important clause is the release of claims. You want to make sure that you are releasing all known and unknown claims up through the effective date of the agreement. Okay, this is not legal advice, this is just general information, things that I look for in settlement contracts and I try to get in my contracts. If you're not releasing unknown claims, you may find that another claim pops up and they say, well, we're coming back at you again. We want more money. So you need to be careful, make sure you have a good, tight settlement. Another good reason to have copyright counsel on your team, okay? But really, I will say, I think one of the biggest things that you need to be aware of and properly negotiate in these agreements is the future assistance clauses, okay? Because there's a lot of things that they could ask you to do. And, in other words, they may say, I need you to assist us in the future if there a future investigation is involved and we need your help. So, when I get a settlement from my client, I like to get closure. I like to figure out, let's get fair and reasonable terms. Let's, cooperate before we sign the settlement agreement and get everything done. But when I sign the settlement agreement, I want to be done with it. I don't want, 6 months from now, they want to come forensic your computers, or they want you to, participate in some sort of voluntary investigation. And, when you settle your case, you want closure. That's just my two cents, my point of view. Confidentiality clauses are important. You need to make sure that they will, my two cents, this is not legal advice, general legal information, but I wouldn't want my clients' names being able to be disclosed to the public. We just settled a case with Joe Jones from Texas and, Susie Q from California. We don't want personal names. They often like to be able to tout that we've just shut down another service provider and now they're gone and we won and all this stuff. So that may be fine, but you just want to make sure what you're in for. And again, so having a copyright lawyer help you with these MPA claims. Ace Alliance also brings these claims. But it's very important to have some help on this because otherwise you're going to be committing to things you don't know. Another thing is oftentimes you will be required to provide an interview, okay? So their attorneys are going to get on the phone. They're going to get you on the phone. Wouldn't it be nice to have an attorney as a firewall there for you? So just bear these things in mind. We offer low flat rate fees to help our clients resolve these cases. And trust me, the first time you see the settlement contract, you'll probably give us a ring. You can find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. We've handled lots of these cases. We've handled tons and hundreds of copyright infringement disputes, software disputes, BitTorrent litigation with Strike 3 Holdings, IPT events, boxing privacy, all kinds of copyright infringement cases, photo infringement and whatnot. So, again, general legal information only, not legal advice, but if you get a letter from ACE Alliance or the Motion Picture Association, be thinking attorneysteve.com. Okay? Have a great day. I got to run, guys. Feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks. Have a great day. We'll be back with more content.